Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, Kelly. And to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Welcome to our first official episode. Right? Is this our first episode?
Yeah, we'll call this the official first episode of our backstage at the Belasco series.
Yeah, super exciting, guys. So when we were out in LA back in April, we were very fortunate enough to stay a day later and interview a lot of the band and crew that works with Kelly. And we were literally backstage at the Belasco. And by backstage, it was more like side room at the Belasco.
We're calling it backstage.
It's backstage. So, our first episode today is with Kyle Whalum, bass player for Kelly, and Jesse Collins, who is background vocalist, vocal director for Kelly as well. Very cool interview in the sense that, like, we start with Kyle, Jesse pops in, we have a bit of a joint interview, and then Kyle has to leave, and then we're with Jesse.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It was so great to get to spend time with them just one-on-one. They were so wonderful and just so kind. I feel like we always say this about the people that work around Kelly.
It's true.
Yeah, it is, though. I mean, they are just so great. And we can't stress enough, these two were exhausted. Like, they had put on a full show the night before. Then they came back to the venue, had an early call, and were working throughout the day playing and singing. And then they had another early call the next morning because they were still at that point still filming the Kelly Clarkson show. So this was just another work day for these two, and they were just absolutely beat, especially Jesse. Poor Jesse, which you'll hear.
So these were very like raw interviews, both like content wise and like audio wise. So that being said, if you hear random stuff in the background, whether that's other people talking, music playing, I think at one point you might hear sirens, I'm not sure. We were in like a shared room with some of the horn players, I think, and some of the, oh no, not horn, some of the string players.
Yeah.
And some of the crew working there, like they set up office in that room as well. So it was a true backstage vibe.
Yep.
So you're going to hear a lot of little imperfections and audio stuff, and hopefully it's going to make you feel like you were in the room with us.
Yeah, not our usual tidy, cleaned up episode, but you know what? It's all about the experience. Also, we should also point out that we recorded this episode prior to Kyle's announcement that he was going to be leaving my band, Y'all, because he, and this is also prior to the talk show being announced that it was moving to New York.
Yes.
So you might, over the course of the next 3 weeks of our interviews, you might hear us make allusions to the Universal Studios or the lot or, you know, going, you know, to the Kelly Clarkson show. The reason is because this was recorded the day after the Belasco show on the 25th of April. So keep that in mind as you're listening. Otherwise, we would have probably had some sort of a wrap up farewell episode for Kyle. I feel bad that we were. Because I'm assuming that he probably knew at this point that he was not going to be joining the show in New York. But again, that since everything hadn't been made public yet, that wasn't his announcement to make yet. But nonetheless, it was still great to talk to Kyle again. And we do certainly hope that we'll get a chance to speak with him and catch up with him again in the future.
Yeah. So we really hope you guys enjoy our interview with Kyle and with Jesse. And without further ado, here you go.
Let's go backstage to the Belasco.
Let's do it.
Well, we are so excited to be here backstage at the Belasco to be joined by our friend Kyle Whalum. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for being here.
It's been almost how long? It's been almost a year since we spoke with you, I think. We spoke last summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot going on.
Oh, my God. Since. So much.
So much.
So talk about the last year leading up to the release of the record.
We've all been busy. I mean, it's funny because everyone knows that Kelly is like one of the hardest working people in showbiz. Like, it's kind of her thing. She's always doing a bunch of jobs. And it's funny because we're all kind of, it trickles down. Like, we're all super busy as well. So, I mean, the last year has flown by. I bought a house.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Bought a house here in LA and no new kids.
No new kids.
Yeah, I'm like, so, I'm thinking.
Probably keeping you really busy, though.
Yeah,
they are for sure.
We saw, you know, we talked last time about your running and how you're so passionate about that, but you kind of had a little bit of a setback in the last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a race in September. It was like my last 100-mile race.
Oh, my God.
And I try to do one a year, and it just didn't go very well. That's like the best way I can put it. So, you know, there's different types of people on this planet, but I'm definitely one of the types, like, if something was not to my satisfaction, I'm gonna figure it out.
Right. That's great.
And so after that race, I basically scrapped my whole running setup and like started rebuilding from the beginning.
Yeah.
As if I had started running like from day one. So I went from running like 30-50 miles a week to like 5.
Yeah.
And I like got rid of my orthotics. I started working on foot strength, running cadence, like barefoot running, all this stuff, trying to get my heart rate lower. So I'm basically a new runner now. I look the same. I'm not any fitter.
I remember when we spoke, like I am not a runner by any means. I am not active, but my asthma does not help. Anyway, point being, I remember you gave me advice. You were like, literally start with a comically slow run.
Yes.
And I do that from time to time. I have not built my way up because I just don't challenge myself, but it's great advice to just kind of start, even though 100 mile, you're like, let's just do 5. That's fine.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, I think if you can get out there and just embrace the, what are we trying to do here? Are you trying to go win the Boston Marathon?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to like be somewhat in shape.
Exactly.
That's about it.
And the older we get, right? Like I'll be 40 this year and it's like less and less about having a six pack and stuff. Like I kissed that goodbye in my
20s. It's more just like not dying,
not striking your children, you know, like just literally mental health and trying to show up to work in a better mood and live longer.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, obviously if you're working like crazy, you know, you will get into this in a bit, but like you're splitting a lot of your time between LA and Vegas. So like you have to be physically in shape, mentally in shape and just feeling good. So if you're not doing that, you're just going to burn out very quickly.
Dude. Yes. And I've been through several rounds of that in the last 4 years, since we started doing the show. You know, I've done therapy too. I've learned a lot about myself.
I'm a huge proponent of therapy.
Me too.
I canceled my therapy appointment for yesterday to come here, but I feel like the show yesterday was my therapy session.
Right. Yeah. It was like group therapy
for
sure.
It was group therapy.
Well, and speaking of the show, you know, a lot of us, we didn't even have time to really mentally prepare ourselves because we found out about this show a week ago. And then it seemed like just as soon as we found out about the show, we started seeing you guys all go in to rehearsal for the show. What was that like to essentially like college cram an entire record in a week?
How do my eyes look? Do I have bags?
I guess this is kind of a, you know, segue question, but at the same time, I'm assuming you played on the album.
Yeah.
So you, it's not like you were like, I don't know any of these songs at
well,
all.
I played on 2 songs, if I'm correct. It might have been 3, but I think it was 2, and I think only 1 made the cut.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually only was familiar with 1.
Seriously?
Yeah, and I played it last year sometimes. I barely remembered it.
So this was really cramped.
It was. It was a lot. Yeah, I was joking with one of the string players a second ago. We've gotten so used to reading music on the show because we have so much volume.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can't memorize all that. So when Jason was like, all right, guys, no charts for this one. And we're all like, oh, crap. So, yeah, the last...
Aren't you the one who does the charts for the show? Oh, so, well, but that's also, like, yay, less work you have to do to
Well,
prepare.
Actually, well, he wanted charts to start the rehearsals.
Okay.
And then for us to wean off of the charts. And that was, it wasn't, like, stressful. It's something we all, like, a lot of us came up playing by ear and in rock bands and stuff. So, like, that muscle is in there. It's just gotten very weak.
Especially when you're doing a bunch of other things. It's not like, you know, you've been like kind of hanging or doing side work for the last few months and then you have a big project. It's like every day is a big project, I'm guessing.
Yeah, pretty much. But honestly, was really, really stoked with just the level of execution from everybody. You know, like we really pulled it off and it really, I think, sounded really good. And
it did. And I was surprised. I don't remember you mentioning this last time. You play keys?
No.
Well, they accidentally put a keyboard in front of you during the show, and I saw you messing with it.
Well, so that's a synth bass.
No.
Yeah.
I clearly don't know my instrument.
Well, it is a keyboard.
Oh.
So it's a keyboard instrument. The main difference is it's, for the most part, monophonic. So, like, like a bass player, we're playing one note at a time, right? Yeah. Whereas the guitar and keys play chords. Yeah, so for the most part, I'm playing one with one hand, one note at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was joking. I do play a little piano. I'm just terrible at it, so I don't like to claim it at all. I don't want anyone to, like, hey, play keys on this. I'm like, ugh.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, so I play synth bass and upright.
And you had to do upright last night.
Yes. Yep.
What song was that?
I played upright on Lighthouse and on the last one,
That's Right with Sheila.
That was fun.
Sheila E. coming in?
Yeah.
Were you freaking out a little bit? Are you a Prince fan?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, Sheila's, like, just such a legend, dude. Like, and she, her and my dad are buddies because they played in the kind of jazz worlds together.
Sure.
And so I've kind of known her, like, loosely since I was a kid. So she is kind of like this almost auntie kind of figure for me.
Oh, but you know her well.
Casual. I don't know her that well, but it's like, you know, she knows my family. And
okay,
stuff.
She was like, oh, Kyle, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of, well, it was nice to actually just be playing with her this time. She came and sat in for the show like 2 or 3 years ago.
Right, I remember that.
But this time getting to actually just like stretch out and do features, and she took like a bunch of like solos on her percussion and stuff. It was sick.
And that was a moment.
That was a moment. That,
it was just so, not even just with the new song, but also to do a couple of the old favorites. Because we were saying, we're like, and we were even talking in the crowd last night that, like, you know, they're not going to bring Sheila E. on stage for one song. Like,
right.
You got to utilize a legend like that.
Yeah.
So it was great that you guys were able to bring her in for, you know, kind of the final two songs that everybody was more familiar with.
Yeah. Kind of a jam at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it turned out awesome because, as we know, especially when it comes to Miss Independent, we've heard that song for 20 years.
Yeah.
All different iterations, variations, and I think that even that surprised a lot of us last night.
Totally.
To hear that, even just with the addition of like a little bit different percussion.
Mm-hmm.
So is it fun to do like a project like this for the, like this show that you guys did? Because I mean, like we said, Kyle, like it was a cramming 14 songs in a week that everyone's got to nail down.
Yeah.
Plus you have a few other jobs. So
yeah, right. Was the question, was it fun to
is it fun? Because I know you guys, because we talk about like the pressure that you guys have been under in the past, like to do like the daily karaoke's and all that.
Yeah.
And did something like that train you to like pull this off in a week?
Yes, actually, that's a great point. There is this other muscle, like a it's like kind of a flying by the seat of your pants kind of confidently. That's something that's gotten better since we started the show, is like barely knowing what you're doing and still being able to pull it off and not being worried about it.
Fake it till you make it. Yeah.
Almost. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, it's like you're taking a leap and you've embraced the fact that it may not go 100% perfectly, but you're like, the people, it's a loving energy in the room.
Yeah.
We're very good at what we do. It's nothing but love on stage.
And I've said this to multiple people recently in the band when I saw them, and I was just like yesterday, and I was like, I can assure you 99% of the people in the room, if there's a wrong note, no one will know.
Right.
No one will know.
No one will know. And the funny thing is, like, even last night, I mean, there were so few that I don't think any of us even, I didn't really hear almost anything, to be honest.
Well, we were talking to Jason just before you walked in, and he said he gave everybody about an 80%. Because, of course, first of all, it's Jason. Second of all, I was like, well, you have in-ears. Like, you're hearing different stuff
than
we're hearing.
His hearing, like, you know how brilliant that dude is.
Yes.
Like, he's hearing everything simultaneously at 100%.
Yep.
So if one person does the slightest, like, he might look at you and he might not, but you know he knows.
He's always watching. Big Brother is always watching you.
Exactly.
Trust us, between the screaming fans, the drunk people, and the amateur karaoke stars in the crowd, we didn't hear the off notes at all.
Good. I hope it sounded good, though, in the house.
It sounded great.
Fantastic.
Good. Although, I will say, just my location wasn't great. I was right next to the amp, so I, like, felt everything, which was great, but also, like, I probably didn't, if I was standing towards, like, the sound.
Oh, you were in front of the speakers.
I was right in front of Aben. Like, there. So it was just
don't want to be on that side.
No. I love you, Aben. No, it was the speaker. It was just, like, right in my ear. But other than, like, my location, yes, everything sounded wonderful.
Good. Yeah. But, yeah, the short and long answers, we had an absolute blast, dude. Like, seeing something come together that quickly, that well, because, I mean, I think with a crew that wasn't as tight as ours, and, you know, we're such, like, kind of a family energy.
Yeah.
I just don't know that that would have been pulled off the way it was in a lot of other camps and stuff. I'm very proud of what we were able to pull off last night.
And I do want to touch on that. And we may even bring in our other guest who just arrived. She's welcome to sit down if
Jessica,
she likes.
If I'll move all my crap for her. I'm always carrying the most.
Kyle just moved in.
Yeah.
This is really for both of you guys. I mean, one of the things that I saw that I bumped on at the beginning of the show last night was every one of you walked around the stage and hugged each other. Mm. Like, what is that a normal thing, or is like there's just, was it something about like we just crammed an entire record in a week and now we're about to perform it? Was it like a supportive,
yeah,
let's do it?
I mean, it's definitely also a let's do it, let's go, like, mm-hmm, let's love you, let's do this, like, we're, yeah, finally doing it,
right?
We've been busting our asses, like, yep, all day every day, like, trying to get this thing, yep, tight, and now we're just gonna do it. And it's also like, once you get to the show, it's like, okay, now let's just have fun.
Now let's,
like,
have,
we know,
exactly,
what we're doing, like, let's have a good time, let's be together, let's do this, you know,
because,
like,
if you're too
time.
Tense, it's gonna show, and you're that you're gonna get more,
if you're
more skeezed out,
what,
well,
you're doing wrong.
It goes back to what we were saying a second ago too, is like, they were asking, like, I can't remember if you were asking if we were nervous or anything like that, but I was
just like cramming everything in a week.
It's this thing, yeah, that we've gotten so used to doing on the show every day. Mm-hmm. You're going to be out there on national television doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, like, 99% of the time it's great. And every now and then there's whatever. But you get used to that feeling of like, all right, and now it's showtime. And we're going to go do it confidently. And once I cross that little, like, start stepping off the edge,
right,
I'm not... There's no turning back. I mean, it's going to be fun.
And the beauty of this talk show and last night is it was filmed. You can technically, if there's a major fuck up, you can redo it.
Well, speaking, yeah, of Mr. Halbert, he's very gifted at making sure he's going to put the best product,
yes,
out there.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Very true.
We want to welcome to the table Ms. Jessie Collins.
Hi, Jessie.
So
hi,
nice
again.
To see you.
You too. It's good to see you guys.
How are you feeling after last night?
Well, how does my voice sound?
When she showed up, she was speaking like this.
Yeah, yesterday I was like, hey, everybody, ready to do the show? And I'm like,
now you're like Patty and Selma from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I feel great, like, energy, like,
yeah,
I'm happy. It was beautiful. It was a wonderful experience. But
just, like, need some sleep.
Exhausted.
All of us.
And my voice is thrashed.
And yeah, you have some stuff to do today, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we're back at the show.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No rest. We were talking about this last night, and we were kind of doing our wrap-up of it. I was really, I mean, yes, you know, a lot of people, you know, they focus on Kelly and what she's doing, but at the same time, we like to watch what all of you guys do. And I was noticing, and forgive me if this is something that's totally normal in the past, but it was interesting watching you, and you have other background vocalists with you. It was like you were there, like if this was an office setting, you were like the assistant to Kelly, and then the other BGVs are over there like assisting everything else. So, because, like, I noticed, yeah, like, you would sing with her more, mm-hmm, and then the other vocalists were kind of carrying the rest of the weight of the song. Is that something that's normal for you guys when you do have multiple vocalists, or was that something that's more specific to the songs on this record?
No, it's kind of twofold. It's one, because I've been singing with her for a decade now,
mm-hmm,
we know how to move together. I mean, singing with her every day on the show, we, like, when she moves, I move. It's like we're like these, doing a tango, we've perfected this thing, you know. I can follow her, I can shadow her. And two, it's just a tone thing. Like, we just genuinely have always had, even before we sang together, a very similar tone, mm-hmm, in our voices. And so, and also because I can sound like her, I can sound like the record. It just kind of,
yep,
you know, she has me do the stuff where I just am with her. And then when she would go up and do all the riffs, I sing the lead,
yeah,
because I sound the most,
right,
like her.
Yep.
And I, like, take over that part to keep it.
I noticed it, especially when we watched the Mine karaoke. I was like, this sounds like the background vocals. I mean, I'm assuming on the album, are you doing the background vocals on Mine?
No, that's her.
It's all Kelly.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then obviously that's not the case on the karaoke. And I was like, they sound just like her.
Isn't that spooky? Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
What kind of magic are they pulling off here?
Mm-hmm.
That proves your point.
first night of performing all the songs are done, how are you feeling about like individual songs now that you've gotten to perform them live in front of a crowd? How are you guys feeling about certain songs on the record? We'll start with you, Kyle.
I mean, I've always, I think there are some that have turned into more of my favorites since we spent more time with them. Mm-hmm. I think of like Chemistry, you know, the first time I heard it was like, it was like a mellow energy, kind of this, for me, it's kind of a Kings of Leon kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Remember when they started taking a bunch of drugs after they beat each other up, I think, one time? And they made, that's actually when they got famous. They started writing in a kind of a slower style.
Yeah.
So it kind of had that syrupy kind of pain pill energy to me.
I love that.
And it's called Chemistry, so that's very appropriate.
Yeah.
But no, that one definitely kind of started to become a favorite. Some of them smack a little harder live, which is kind of what you want.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because it was really weird for us to, sorry to interrupt, weird for us to like hear, like, for us to judge songs only on live performances. We're just like, we have no idea what the production's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
No idea. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I love singing Chemistry because I sing super high on it and it's really soft. Today, though, if I had to do that today, I wouldn't be able to do it because it's all that stuff is in my head, voice up super, and it's just gone today because my voice is so tired. But I was actually really surprised with the response to Down to You. The whole room went crazy when we were playing Down to You.
I, after the show, was like talking to someone at Atlantic, and she was like, so, like, what are your thoughts? And I'm like, you need to make that a single. Like, I mean, again, I haven't heard the studio version, but like the crowd was going crazy over a song they didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a good sign.
I was talking to someone, one of Kelly's fans on Instagram. Which one was it? Well, I was asked, they were saying, thank you, such a great night. And I was just asking, like, before I passed out at my house, I was so tired. I was like, so yeah, just curious, what was your favorite, one of your favorite moments? And they were talking about, that one, and then they were saying how, like, I wish we could have, like, talked or interviewed more after the performances. Like, I wish we could have had more, like...
like, more banter or
more
something.
More storytelling about song, blah, blah, blah. But, and they were saying, like, I've never been to a concert that was, like, of songs I didn't know before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what was unique about last night is that it was... It's almost like a listening party...
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but
a real big listening party.
A real big, packed full of people and performing the record live, which is cool. I don't think I've ever done that. I think Kelly said she's never done that.
No, yeah. I can't think of a time that's happened.
I've never done it. I've never been to it. I've never played it.
I've never even heard of it.
I've never heard of it, frankly.
Especially like, 2 months in advance. It's one thing if it was like, a couple days before the album drops and it's like a promo thing. No, this is like a whole separate entity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. What about
it's pretty
you?
Ballsy, honestly.
It's pretty ballsy.
It is.
The whole thing was ballsy as far as the level of vulnerability.
You're sitting on it for two months. Well, like, the fans are sitting on it for 2 months being like, now what? And then you guys just, I don't know.
You're already living with it.
You're living with it, but, like, it's ballsy in the sense that, like, you're previewing it 2 months in advance and you're not going to get any more feedback for 2 months.
I think, too, it was like, we were so in the music that I hadn't thought about how it would feel in any way emotionally or even so much as mentally at all. And it was so much more vulnerable than I anticipated.
Well,
She anticipated.
There was one song where the two of you were looking at each other. What which one was it?
Yeah, y'all locked up on something. Eyes.
Was it
me?
Was it Lighthouse?
I think it was Lighthouse. She talked about how like y'all couldn't look at each other when you went off stage because you'd start crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that like when you're thinking, uh-oh, how are we going to do this, 10 nights in Vegas? We got to get ourselves together.
Well, frankly, the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Sure.
This is the first time.
Exposure therapy.
This is literally writing about the worst thing in your life in a journal and then going on a stage and reading it.
To the public.
With one of your closest friends, which I've also had... stuff that I can a relationship that I can very much relate to on this album. And like, and she's, walked through all of that with me and vice versa. And like, and then read it in front of people for the first time. And she's like, I just can't believe I got so emotional. I'm like, what do you mean?
What did you think?
You're a human being.
Yes. Yeah.
You're singing and you were singing with no instrumentation.
No instruments. And the way the show started, cause that was like an idea that was talked about like, we're going to start it a cappella. We're like, cool. That's a very like Casey thing to do. And she's great at that, obviously, But yeah, once she showed up, I think I had the thought in my head. I was like, oh, I never thought about like the emotional component.
Yep.
And then she started singing and turned around. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Didn't get the first sentence.
First word. Right. She turned around and looked at me and it was like, oh, shit.
Nope.
Yep. I, at the end of the first four songs, started crying. Oh, at the end of each of them. Like all of a sudden my throat would just go. Yep. And that's the hard thing is like, you can, I imagine, like, it wouldn't be easy, but you could still, like, play the bass
if
you
crying.
Started crying.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
A little bit.
But you're not talking.
I do it
when
every
you
day.
Start right before.
Bawling the sad bass man.
The saddest bass man.
Yeah.
But, like, to right before you start crying, your throat, everybody knows, yes. You literally get that lump in your throat, which means you cannot get
say
out.
It. Yes.
What I'm trying to say is my job is to sing.
There are a few people that I think can do it, like Barbara Streisand, right. Cynthia Erivo, but it's not me. I'm not one of them. And it's not her.
Not me, I tell you.
Kyle, we got to let you go.
I got kiddos, man.
I promised you 15 minutes.
Yeah. And it's probably way past that.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us.
Dude, it's so good to see y'all again.
You too.
So, Jesse, can you talk to us about like what was your involvement like in the recording of the record? Because I know that Kelly is famous for doing her own background vocals, but were you still able to come in and like lend your assistance, either be like advice or anything? You just stayed out?
Yeah. I sang on two songs.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But what about the vocal arrangement?
Nope.
Wow.
This was her diary. This was like she
do it all.
Was like, I need to do this. And it was also all happening in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, because she, as she always says, has so many jobs, which she does. She would, the timing of it was not like, okay, and now we're taking 6 months to record an album. And this is the section where I do this. And this is the section where we do BGVs.
It's
and this
time.
It was just like, oh, I'm recording and like writing a new part of the song and like singing ideas at 11 p.m. It was literally all her. I didn't do any arranging on the album at all.
Wow.
So now when you get into that sort of a situation where you essentially just get to listen to the album after it's essentially done, what did you first think when you got through the album? Because I know that, and this is such a small snippet, but we've seen people say, you know, after they just listened to the first single, that they wanted to just run up and hug her. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as someone who's friends with this person that you're hearing them, you know, reading their diary, like, how does that make you feel when you're listening to the album?
I was there in real time for all of the stuff that she was writing about. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, none of it is surprising or like, but it's actually just kind of beautiful to see what came out of
the growth.
Yeah. The beauty that came out of the ashes, you know, like it's just a beautiful thing to hear that she turned this into art that people can hear and feel and share and help them to get through their processes and, you know, processes.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody ever will. But yeah, for me, it's not like there's nothing shocking about it.
Right.
You know, I'm just honestly so proud of her.
Yeah.
Like that. I think that was the major feeling for me, was just like so proud of her and so impressed with her level of vulnerability. And then also just her level of talent. Like I continue to be like, how do you take something this hard or whatever and just make something that's beautiful out of it, you know?
And it's so difficult to really, I mean, you said like to put yourself out there and just being, because like, obviously it's, you know, none of us can relate to that, but everything is so public, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So it's just being like, okay, literally here you go, world. Mm-hmm. Here's like all my trauma and all my stuff. Like it's just unreal. And also like, she had to do it for herself. It wasn't something that she had to do for like to answer anyone's like, oh, what happened? And it just takes a lot of balls, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, it does. And I think the justice part of me is just like, it's really nice because it's like when you are that famous and in the public eye, you so much gets said, so much of it isn't true. So much of it is true. Like there's just so much. And so for it feels like, okay, you get to say your part now.
Yes.
And you put it out there and then you leave it where it is and you walk away. You know what I mean? But it's like,
people can accept it. They can say what they want, but you're like, all right, here you go. That's my truth. And you can take it or leave it and screw you if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know we talked with Kyle about, you know, he was mentioning, you know, a song that you guys were surprised got the reaction that it did at the show. Was there one? Because, I mean, you obviously have a great view of what everybody's doing in and amongst the crowd while y'all were performing. Was there any songs that kind of stood out to you and you thought, oh, this is getting more reaction than I thought?
Well, it's hard. It's like the first part of the show, the opening part of the show, I was so kind of shaken because the lights were on the people right in front of her.
Oh my God.
And their faces were so intense and people like had their hands on their hearts and on their faces. And like, it was just so intense and right like 10 feet away from us. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a very intense experience right now.
Because you're like, not in like any like arena. It's not like where people are like,
no, it was just like so right in front of you and people were having these like major reactions. And it was so like, so that kind of just straight out the gate was like, oh, we just dove in the deep end.
Mm-hmm. Are you starting out
with a
really
whole
intense
bunch of people that we don't know that are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. And I mean, that's what was so beautiful about last night, but it was just like very intense.
Literally probably the most intimate concert ever.
Ever.
Ever. No, like not even like the size, but more just like the vibe.
Well,
the
and also because of the stops and starts.
Yes.
It made it that much more intimate. It was less of a, we're on the stage doing a show and you're in the audience watching the show. Like it was a, we're all here in the room together.
We're part of it.
Doing this thing. And like hearing each other talk, like we could hear what the audience was saying. Like we could hear, like they could hear us talking on stage. It was a very different experience. As far as any of the other songs, it's hard. My brain is.
No, it's okay.
Broken, but it's beautiful.
I like what you did there.
That's when everybody, like all day today, people have been like, how are you? I'm like, I'm broken, but I'm beautiful. My brain is literally shattered into pieces.
You're going to sleep well tonight. Hopefully.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
It's like so hard to even think. I'm like, where's the set list? I'm like, wait, which song? Because it'll make it come back to me.
Wait, but hold on. I can pull it up for you, actually.
I'm trying to think of like which one, because you asked me which ones I was surprised by the reaction. Like I said, that was what I was saying before. I was really surprised by Down to You.
I took a picture of it with my drink. Don't mind me.
That is a really cute picture.
Thank you.
I was going to say, I've also got Rachel's copy here.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
cute.
Well, okay. Well, you can either do the Aperol Spritz photo or the paper photo, in front of you.
Oh, well, let's just talk about Red Flag Collector.
Oh, can we for a minute?
That was
because
the pettiest shit ever, and I'm obsessed.
I had no idea. I mean, I know that I love it. In rehearsals, it was like, okay, major. I had no idea how good it was going to feel singing that song. It is so petty and so perfect. And literally the second we were done, I turned around and Jason just looked at me and said in my ears, that might have been the best moment of my life. Because it just like, you know, I don't want to say too much, but just
no,
like,
of
after
course.
A lot of years,
yes.
It's a lot.
It's the
and
biggest,
to just
like,
have
you.
One moment of like, and also it's such a fun song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the
all the parts are so
the
fun.
The beginning with Jaco.
Oh, the whistling.
Please tell me, does the album sound like similar vibey to
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. It's Jaco whistling at the beginning, on the album, at
perfect.
The beginning of it. And it's
perfect.
The boys in the band singing the ride, ride along, far, far away.
They're singing.
That's the boys in the band singing
Stop.
It on the album.
Oh, that's
and then Aaron and I were singing it with the boys last night. And oh, my God. It was so satisfying. And people's faces, like when we were, when it was like, sure, you can have the towels. You can take my money. People were like jaws on the floor.
Because she had said in an interview, like, I don't know, like a week or two ago, that it was like, well, there's a lot of songs I couldn't put on because it was too honest. But this was the one that was like, you know, on the edge and I just went for it. And I'm like, thank you.
It's
we all thank you.
So satisfying. It's so good. Another, honestly, like one of my very favorite songs on the album that I've been singing it nonstop more than anything is High Road.
And we learned that Rachel wrote it
with her husband Justin.
Obsessed.
Their band is Jane Black.
Yes.
And you can find their version online, which is so sick. And Rachel's voice is so rad, and her production is so rad. Like, she's just beyond.
We love Rachel.
She blows my mind.
Actually a moment when Kelly was up talking about how Rachel had written the song. It was half part of me that wanted, like, Rachel to come out and take a bow.
I know, me too. I kept looking at her. Come on, Ranch. Come out, Ranch. We call her Ranch.
Ranch.
Yeah, that's her nickname.
Ranch, Rachel.
Ranchel. Her niece used to call her Aunt Ranchel.
I love that.
So we call her Ranch in the band.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but High Road, like, it's so freaking catchy.
And, like, what a great message as well.
So, again, you've got one night of all the new songs under your belt. If you had to pick, let's just say one, but you can't pick High Road. You have to pick one that makes the Vegas set list.
Ooh.
Because, I have to imagine the Vegas set list isn't quite fleshed out yet. But.
And it will not be 14 songs from the new album, sadly.
No. It will not.
She promised the hits.
I know.
See, the problem is I like the slow ones.
There's no problem with that.
You can go slow in Vegas.
Yeah. Because we chose three earlier ourselves from literally, like, okay, my brain kind of remembering from however many hours ago. And one of mine was Lighthouse, which was not upbeat, up-tempo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was one of my picks.
Lighthouse is devastating.
I'm, like, so excited to cry to it. Is that weird? Yeah. Is that a weird thing to
say? No, it's perfect. That's why that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay, I was like, I'm very it's looking forward to having us. Like a real depressive moment, which, like, I'm sure is going to happen very soon.
That is what it's all. That's what it's always been for me. Music is just like, this is helping me get to where I need to go so that I can release it.
Yeah,
it's like, it's not about sitting in it. It's about moving through it, however long you need to. Maybe the rest of your life, but it's like, I think.
I know
you guys. This is hard because Magic. See, that's mine and Lester's song. We love that song. Every time it starts, we're like...
See, that was an interesting one. When we were at midnight last night, when we recorded our reactions to the show, and I was delirious on up for 21 hours at that point, I think.
Yeah.
I got home at 1.
Oh, my God. We're all just on the struggle bus, except you're actually working and we're not. That was the one song we didn't remember how it went. And I don't know why.
I think it's the impact of trying to absorb
all of it.
So much.
14 songs.
All at once. But then.
And her saying it was like legit her favorite, not like, my favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, am I terrible for not remembering
it? Well, and then we talked about it. We did like a quick live on Instagram while we were here. And many people who were at the show last night said that Magic was one of their favorites. It stood out to them.
And I'm like, what's wrong with us?
It's holistically my favorite. Like, I love the band. I love the instrumentation.
Different elements.
Not necessarily the most, maybe the most of the memorable top lines, though. You know what I mean?
Maybe
like,
that's why.
Maybe it's just like, but the whole feel of it is so good to me. I don't know, guys. I can't choose one to pick.
Okay, that's fair.
I can't.
You can't.
That's an answer, too.
That is an answer.
I don't like that answer, though. Now that I'm looking at the set list, too, I'm like, dang, I want to sing these again already.
You need to rest your voice. Yes.
I know.
So
guess what?
What?
There's no rest for the wicked, and apparently wicked I am, because I'll be back at it tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Oh, my God. I texted him yesterday on my plane. I screenshot picture of me listening to Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant. I'm like, this is our theme song for this place because I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
So we're in got the same brain going on right now.
Okay, so Las Vegas in 2 months.
Yeah.
3 months.
Is it 3 months?
It's 3 months. It's July.
What is time?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I have zero concept.
So you're not probably going to perform these again until you're rehearsing for that, right?
Mm-mm. No, because
you're doing talk show for the next few weeks.
June. Yeah.
And then, bam, album promo stuff and tour rehearsal, I'm assuming. I mean, I don't know anything, but I'm assuming.
Yeah, the residency rehearsals in July.
So now, have you ever done that before where you've done a residency type thing before? At all? Where you've just performed in the same places over and over?
No, I never have actually. She did several years ago. It's a little blurry to me, but she did a thing in Vegas. There were multiple shows for several weeks in Vegas. it was not a residency, but it was like I can't remember what we were doing there, okay. But like, it was like we had a bunch of stuff there. Not to take it dark, but I had flown up, I had left all of my stuff there and flown up for my grandfather's funeral. Oh. Mm-hmm. And then right after the funeral, got a phone call that one of my best friends had passed away.
Oh my God.
So I flew straight back to LA and they flew all my stuff home and I didn't do the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's blurry. I don't remember what okay. We were supposed to be there and I don't remember what we were doing, but they were there.
Yes.
And they finished it all. And it was some sort of, but it wasn't a residency. I've never done like a proper residency anywhere.
Nice. I think it's going to be nice because like the beauty of it is like, I mean, obviously you're not like doing loaded and stuff, but like it'll still be nice. Like most of your stuff's going to be like chilling there.
Yeah.
And, like no one's going to have to break down the set every day. And
I mean, the Kelly Clarkson show is basically the...
That is true. That is your residency.
The residency of a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's a 10-month-a-year residency.
Oh my goodness.
So I love it.
Do you know, like, have you thought even ahead that far? Like, what am I going to do in my downtime when I'm just chilling in Las Vegas? Like, are you kind of like a stay inside and just kind of focus on your work, or are you like YOLO?
Well, because I live in LA, I'll be flying back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Like on the off, because are performing
like
weekends.
Or three nights and then you're done, yeah.
And then like on the weeks where it's Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
I will rage on Wednesday night.
There you absolutely. Go. You should.
And then go Thursday, lay the naked machine. By the pool on Thursday.
Yeah.
As one does.
I love
and
that.
Then perform Friday and Saturday.
And then go
not
home Sunday.
Actually naked, but it's naked enough.
And naked enough, exactly. Yeah. With a nice drink.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Although it'll be like 170
I know.
Degrees.
I was like, she's going there in July. I'm basically albino. And yeah. I'm like, I'm screwed.
I will be
tan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be annoyingly
tan.
I'm like, Kyle's always like... Kyle always says I'm his winter color in the summer.
I love that.
Because I really do. It's like, I don't know, the Portuguese thing or something.
It's
I don't
fine.
Know.
My yeah. sister, who's my blood related sister, gets very dark. And mm-hmm. then there's me who looks Irish, who is not Irish.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love
so absorb it.
I love the sun.
Absorb it.
Yeah.
Jesse, it's so good to see you again.
Thank you so much.
Spending
so
some
to
time
you.
With you. We want you to go home and not talk or do anything for the next however many hours before you have to start doing
and
it.
And I just
want
to give a shout out. I already told you yesterday, but I just will give a shout out again. Your mom and dad came up to me yesterday, which I was like, you know who I am.
They made Pam feel like a celebrity. It was hilarious.
And I was like, you are adorable. She was asking me like what I do for work. She asked me if this was my full-time job. I'm like, I don't make a penny. And I love it. Like, no, I do work full-time.
This is my passion project.
This is my pandemic passion project 3 years later. And you're adorable. And yeah, so your parents are adorable.
I always make them call me when because they come out and hang out with me all the time, and then they drive back home, and they live up in Thousand Oaks.
I have no idea what that
means. It's like an hour.
Okay. And I don't know anything about the West Coast.
And so they always text me or call me when they get home. So we were like talking at 1 a.m. because they're like late nighters. And she was like, I saw, you know, Pam from Miss Into Podcast, and I said hello to her.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, she is just so sweet, you know? I love them. You know, she's like the most, yeah.
I am obsessed.
She's a talker.
Well,
she's the best.
Tell your mom she's the best as well.
I will.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you so much, Jesse.
See you guys.
And we're so excited to see you in Vegas.
I'll see you there.
We'll see you with your major tan.
With my major tan. We'll have a cocktail.
That's right.
Together. I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So great to catch up with both Kyle and Jesse backstage at the Belasco, and some really good insights from both of them about not only the show itself, but also the album Chemistry.
Yeah, it was so great to talk to them, and they're always so kind and so generous. And we really hope you enjoyed the interview, and we hope you also enjoy what's to come in the next couple weeks. We're going to be continuing with this the next 2 weeks. So next week, should I preview who we're going to have?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and
give it out. Four guests next week.
Holy moly.
We have Rachel Orscher, who does a lot of Kelly's programming, who we had on earlier this year, who also wrote High Road. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, we're going to hear a little bit about the original High Road and what the inspiration was for that song. Her husband, Justin Womble, who does a lot of guitar teching occasionally for Kelly on the road once in a while. He's done certain tours.
And was also in Jane Black with Rachel. So we get, we sort of get a Jane Black, episode.
Interview. Yeah. We also speak to our buddy Aben Eubanks. We love Aben. So it was really great to catch up with him. Our last guest for next week is Joe Trapanese, who Jeremy and I didn't know him.
I knew his name because I'm a Disney adult.
And we didn't even know he was at the show. We didn't know we were going to be interviewing him. And it was Rhonda, Jason's wife, was like, hey, like kind of random, but like, would you want to interview him? And she gave us a little bit of his background. We're like, absolutely. So we had 10 minutes notice. And he's done a lot of work on Kelly albums. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I didn't realize this and I'm sorry, but he was such a sweetheart and we're really excited. He's worked on a lot of cool stuff aside from Kelly as well.
Yeah, he's got a long history with Jason and he is an incredible conductor. He's done work with Disney and obviously with Kelly. And so we're excited to have you hear what we had to talk about in his involvement and why exactly he was at the Belasco. So we're looking forward to that. Plus with our Aben interview, he will give us the lowdown on all things Lighthouse.
Yes, 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 yes. So you'll definitely want to tune in next week. As per usual, you can find us on all the social media places, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Miss Into Podcast. If you listen on the Spotify app, please consider leaving us a rating. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us a rating and review. And we'll see you guys next week for part two of Backstage at the Belasco.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.